CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 30th of July, 2023, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Tonight at 8 events on the Ofcom Amateur Radio Consultation. Barcoded stamps. GB2RS in Morse code. The RSGB is holding two special live Tonight at 8 events focused on the Ofcom Amateur Radio Consultation, and it encourages all radio amateurs to take part. On Monday, the 31st of July, the session will look at contests, operating and call sign policy in an event that might be of particular interest to full licensees. On Monday the 7th of August, the focus will be on foundation and intermediate topics including call sign and exam changes, as well as the consultation clauses that might lead to new opportunities for outreach activities for everyone. Instead of the usual webinar style, these events will be forums where, after a short introduction, a panel of RSGB experts will answer your questions. Questions can be submitted on the night of the event via the live chat, or you can send in a question in advance. Advanced questions can be by email or a short, clear video of you asking your question. In either case, please keep the question short and include your name and call sign. Send questions by 12 noon on the Friday before the event to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk, and find out more about the events and the consultation on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/licensereview. From tomorrow, the 31st of July, you should not apply non-barcoded stamps with Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's image to any mail. In doing so, the sender or recipient may have to pay a surcharge. This news is highlighted to radio amateurs who use stamped address QSL card envelopes. Please ensure that all stamped addressed envelopes have valid barcoded stamps on them. This only applies to stamps with Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's image on them and does not apply to stamps which have other pictures on them. These can continue to be used. Royal Mail will exchange all non-barcoded stamps with new barcoded ones for free. To do this, download a form from the Royal Mail website, complete it, and include it alongside the stamps that are being returned. For more information and to download a form, please visit royalmail.com/sending/barcoded-stamps. GB2RS newsreader Graham, G4JBD, has developed an online tool which plays Morse code based on the current GB2RS news script at a variety of different speeds. To help simulate a realistic HF operating environment, the system can be set to include man-made band noise, QRM, and or natural band noise, or QRN. To try the system for yourself, visit the rsgb.org/go/GB2RS Morse. The July 2023 edition of RadCom Basics is now available and includes more topics to inspire those who are new to amateur radio and those who want to refresh their skills and knowledge. This edition includes the stories of the winner and runner-up in the RSGB Construction Competition Beginners category. Part 2 of Repairing Circuit Board Tracks, a design for a simple multi-band vertical HF antenna. Part 6 in the Basic Fault Finding series, and an account of Lee G4EJB's recent visit to the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. To view Radcom Basics, visit rsgb.org/radcom-basics. The RSGB is also pleased to announce that a new edition of Radcom Plus, Volume 8, Issue 1, is out now. Radcom Plus is the RSGB's digital technical supplement, and RSGB members can read it in HTML5 flipbook, PDF, and EPUB formats. This issue includes an article on a compact broadband active antenna for VHF and UHF, and another on operating on the 30 terahertz band. Radcom Plus can be accessed via rsgb.org/radcom-plus. And now for details of rallies and events. The Wiltshire Radio and Car Boot Sale is taking place today at Kington Langley Village Hall and Playing Field, Kington Langley, Wiltshire, postcode Sierra November 15, 5 November Juliet. The event starts at 9 a.m. and finishes at 1 p.m. There's a £3 entry fee. Indoor tables are sold out, but there's plenty of car boot space available. Admittance for car booters is £10, and for vans it's £15. For further information, please contact Rally at chippenhamradio.club. Part 1 of the British Amateur Television Club's Convention for Amateur TV 2023, or CAT23, will take place on Sunday the 6th of August at Midland Air Museum, Coventry. It's a meet-up, show-and-tell, test-and-fix-it and bring-and-buy event from 10:30 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. There will be full ATV and microwave test facilities available for QA100, 5.6 gigs FM, Portsdown, Mini Tiona, Ride and power amplifiers and preamps. And also, King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club's 33rd Great Eastern Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 6th of August. The venue will be Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, Norfolk. Papa Echo 30 for Echo Lima, it's a long way. Doors open to visitors at 9 a.m. Admission is £2.50. Doors open to traders from 7 a.m. Outdoor pitch costs £8 and the indoor table costs £10. Car parking is free. There'll be trade stands and a bring-by area. On-site catering will be available. For more information, email rally.kilolimaalpharomeocharlie@gmail.com or visit kilolimaalpharomeocharlie.org.uk. Now the special event news. Delta Romeo 4-5 Hotel Alpha Alpha November is a special call sign for DARC's Ortsverband Hahn to celebrate its 45th anniversary. The station will be active until the 30th September. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau and direct cards via DL7ET. Special call sign Lima X-ray 90 Romeo Tango Lima is in use to celebrate the 90th anniversary of Radio Luxembourg's first long-wave broadcast. It will be used by various LX operators until the end of the year. Listen for the call sign on the HF bands on SSB, CW, digital modes and via satellite. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the DARC Bureau. The logs will be uploaded to Club Log, Logbook of the World, and EQSL on a regular basis. For more information, see QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Today is the last chance to contact Giuseppe, IK5WWA, who is active as Italy Mike Zero Charlie from San Pietro Island. EU 165. He's QRV on the 40 to 2 metre burns, QSL via his home call. The IP1X team is active from Gallinara Island, EU 083, today. They're operating CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands in the IOTA contest. QSL via IU1JCZ, direct or via the Bureau. For more details and updates, check QRZ.com. Mike Delta 1 Uniform is active in the IOTA contest today as part of the de-expedition to Scarlet Point Tower on the Isle of Man. QSL via M0OXO's OQRS page and Logbook of the World. For more information, see QRZ.com. Sunny Victor Uniform 2 Charlie Uniform Whiskey, a member of the 42nd Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica, will be based at Maitri Station, Antarctica, for around 1 year. In his spare time, he will be active as Alpha Tango 42 India, QSL via VU2CRS. And finally, ESOI, TA20M, has been active as 3 Charlie Alpha from Bioko Island, AF010, in Equatorial Guinea since October last year. His current plans are to stay there until sometime in August. He uploads his log to Club Log and Logbook of the World on a regular basis. Now the contest news. The RSGB IOTA, Islands on the Air, contest will end at 1200 UTC today. CW and SSB, 80 to 10 metre bands, where concerts are permitted, exchange signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. Today, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 1st of August, the 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2 metre band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 2nd of August, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 metre band, the exchange report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2 metre band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Saturday the 5th of August, the EU HF Championship runs from 0 hours to 23:59 UTC using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands. It sends a signal report and last 2 digits of the year you were first licensed. On Saturday the 5th of August, the 4th 144 MHz Backpackers Contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange signal report, serial number, locator and 2-letter postcode. Also on Saturday the 5th, the 144 MHz low power contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange signal report, serial number, locator and 2-letter postcode. The Wirtall Britain 144 MHz low power contest also takes place on Saturday the 5th from 1400 to 1800 UTC. Please note that the maximum power that can be used in this contest has been increased to 25 watts. The exchanges report serial number and Wirtall Britain Square, if applicable. Entries should be submitted to the contest manager by the 15th of August. For full details of the rules, please see the Worked All Britain website. Now on Sunday the 6th, the 432 Megs Low Power Contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and two-letter postcode. And the UK 6-meter group Summer Marathon ends its 3-month run on Sunday the 6th of August. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 27th of July, 2023. It was a mixed bag last week with periods of settled conditions, but two periods when the KP index was above 4. These unsettled geomagnetic conditions impacted HF, subduing signals and generally not helping at all. The cause was a coronal mass ejection, CME, that passed the Earth late on Tuesday, the 25th of July. This triggered a minor G1 geomagnetic storm with the solar wind speed above 500 km a second and the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field pointing south. By the early hours of Thursday morning, the KP index was down to 2.33, but there was talk of another CME threatening to push it up again. We dodged a bullet on the 24th of July when a large halo CME was observed leaving the sun. It was so powerful that, despite taking place on the other side of the Sun, energetic proton levels streamed past Earth. By Wednesday lunchtime, things were back to normal. By Thursday, there were 10 active regions visible on the Sun with a solar flux of 167. Daytime HF conditions are still relatively poor, although the evenings are beginning to show an improvement. We probably won't see a return to excellent HF conditions until September or October. Having said that, at 12.30 UTC on Thursday, there were openings on 15 metres FT8 to Japan, Australia, Indonesia, Puerto Rico, Cuba and Anguilla, despite the predicted MUF over 3,000 kilometres being around 19 megahertz. In other words, make sure you do actually listen on the bands. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range 155 to 170. The KP index is forecast to be around 2. There may be a blip on Wednesday the 3rd when it's forecast to rise to 3. As always, this is likely to change if we get more solar flares and associated CMEs. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The coming week is likely to continue its unsettled theme, though unlike last week, this time we may find a temporary ridge of high pressure building over southern England at the end of the week. It's some way off, and much could change before we get there, but there's a hint of some tropo next Friday, perhaps lasting into the Saturday afternoon for the 144 MHz low power contest. The rest of this week, and much of next, will, however, stay firmly in the unsettled pattern with just rain scatter to console us. The sporadic e-season often provides activity on the 6-meter band into the first week of September, so there's plenty of time to look for those chance QSOs. Last week saw a huge opening to Japan and a smaller opening to North America, so there's still plenty to look for. The current spell of unsettled weather is driven by a strong jet stream across the Atlantic into northern Europe and may be a positive sign for sporadic e-paths that cross it, say to Iberia, round through Italy to the Balkans. Other modes are relatively low probability when compared with sporadic E, but the disturbed solar conditions could make Aurora a contender on those occasions when the KP index is above 5. Meteor scatter activity continues to increase as we head into August Perseids, which peak around the 12th and 13th of August. The moon reaches minimum declination on Sunday, becoming positive again late next Saturday. So there will be short moon windows early in the week. Perigee is on Wednesday, so path losses are low. 144 megs sky noise is high this coming weekend, turning low late Monday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarAlphaRomeoCharlie.UniformKilo. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See Hotel Romeo November dot world. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club is holding a social meeting from 7 p.m. On Wednesday, there will be a net on 145.250 megs from 7:30 p.m. Contact is via Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be having an open house and on the air night from 7:30 p.m. Contact is enquiries at Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .co.uk. And now for Wales. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411-595-103 or visit Mike Charlie 0 Yankee Alpha Delta dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146 Echo Alpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. And during the summer, the club also has a regular net on 2 meters SSB. Contact is Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Thursday, there'll be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, contact the club secretary by email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf for Tango of Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.